Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy is with us. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
That's a pivotal week. We'll start on the national scene with Congress, as our representatives there are working heavily on the HEROES Act and what money is needed to ensure that things can go smoothly, from unemployment benefits to elections. And let's start there, because Senator Schumer gave a conference call yesterday talking about, for example, the Postal Service and the money that needs to go there.
That's right. It's a big week in Washington. Congress coming back to talk about stimulus money to states to help with response to COVID on a variety of subjects. Like you said, unemployment. The House is talking about $3 trillion. The Senate, $1 trillion. It's going to be a lot of money and a lot of needs to be met. And also, look, the context here is not only that are people strapped in some conditions, states, but also we're now just months away from an election. And I think that both sides of the aisle are going to want to help out right now. Of course, they'll differ on how they want to help, because no one will want to be looking as though they did nothing. A key issue, as we're going to see, is elections and the vote-by-mail system and the absentee system, which are going to be greatly expanded this fall in sort of unprecedented levels. The biggest problem with expanded absentee voting and vote-by-mail is whether the postal office can handle the volume and turn around ballots. Charles Schumer is calling for $25 billion to help the Postal Service do that. And we took a look this week at how New York did in June and how well it's prepared. National observers give New York right now a B in how well it's prepared to do vote-by-mail system. There is some problems, though. As we saw on Friday, finally, after nearly a month, several elections were called in congressional primaries around New York. The outcome was delayed from the June 23rd primary. And, you know, that's sort of what expectations are going to have to be managed here, too, among voters. Folks are going to have to get ready not for election night, but maybe election week, to find out the outcomes, especially in down-ballot races for Congress, for state legislature.
Of course, all of this will then trickle down to those states like New York, and New York needs quite a bit of money to fill what some estimates I see, a $16 billion budget hole.
Yeah, the legislature is coming back, virtually coming back, to pass another round of bills. They're going to look at a variety of issues. They're going to look at nursing homes. They're going to look at how they can maybe expand absentee balloting. As far as money goes and helping local governments, I think they're still waiting on Washington and to see what happens in Washington this week before they touch anything with the state budget.
Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you hopefully after this news breaks.
Thanks, Dave.